not even his father, who had agreed to the sale.
"What do you care?" Kingsley had asked Henry earlier that afternoon, when he had ventured into the shop. "You've never been a part of this place. Nor is your father, not really. It's always been called a family business. But he's made sure that it ends with him."
Henry didn't feel confident that age, or the counter between them, was any barrier to Kingsley coming over, taking him by the scruff of the neck, and throwing him out. He had done it before, when Henry had been younger. "I think I'd better go," he said, putting his hands up in submission and backing out of the shop. He wondered why he had ventured inside in the first place.
"You're as bad as your father," Kingsley had called out after Henry. "You think you're too good for the rest of us?"
Much of what the man had said was correct, of course. Henry's father had never concerned himself with the shop floor of the ironmongers, even when it had been a thriving business and employed a half dozen sales assistants. He had always hidden himself away in the office at the back with the paperwork, invoices and receipts piled high on all the surfaces, kept on spikes and ludicrously threaded on string. He had refused to let anyone in the office in just the same way that Kingsley now didn't want anyone else in the shop with him. They were both as bad as each other. Dinner that evening was a cheerless affair. "These days it's difficult for an old-fashioned ironmonger's to survive," Henry's father pointed out. They were in the cold dining.